Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for helping me celebrate our anniversary, our 18th anniversary this week. All week long, we're going to be a little extra obnoxious than a little more obnoxious than I usually am because we're celebrating a milestone, which I encourage you to do too. And we wouldn't want to do this without our good friend Grace Marie Turner. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody knows more about market-based public policy for healthcare than Grace Marie Turner does. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and she's our very dear friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's such a pleasure to be with you, and especially on this celebration week. I really want to add to, I know you're growing and devoted list of fans of how incredibly important you are to the conversation over helping small businesses not only figure out what the forces are that are operating on them, but how to really figure out how to move forward and prosper. And we know that small businesses are the lifeblood of our economy, and you are the lifeblood of small businesses.
Well,
so what
I
does that say about how important you are to this whole movement?
I appreciate you saying that, Grace Marie, and you've been a steadfast supporter of all that we do here, and you've educated us so much and so well on the concept of providing health care through market-based solutions, which we currently don't have, and the chickens have come home to roost on that misadventure. Grace Marie, let me give you one real quick little stat from my own family. Our policy has essentially doubled. Our premiums have essentially doubled, and our deductible went up for only one reason. Obamacare.
Right.
Now I'm a small business owner. I'm not a poor person. I can afford it, but think about that. Think about, you know, if I didn't have to, and I'm having to pay for stuff, Grace Marie, that I don't need. I physiologically, chronologically, anatomically can't use some of the coverage that I'm mandated to pay for, and my wife is too. And think about what I could do with that money. And you know what small business owners do when they don't have to give the government money, or they don't have to pay money for expenses that aren't necessary. We know what they do with that money. They invest it in their company.
That's right.
That's the wages of Obamacare for me.
Well, it breaks my heart to see so many small business people. I was just at the dentist, and my dentist was telling me that he used to be able to provide really good coverage, health insurance coverage for his employees. But he said, I can't do it and make ends meet. So employers who also want to invest in their employees and keep them happy are, because of Obamacare and its shocking redistribution effects, are not able to provide the kind of health coverage that they want to provide to their employees. I'll tell you, the 2016 elections are going to be very consequential, Jim, in
right.
what options we are going to have moving forward to reverse this mess.
And we now know, Grace Marie, that even the people, you know, even if we said, okay, if Blasingame has to sacrifice a little so other people can have more, maybe I could say I'm okay with that. But the truth is, we now know that those people aren't being helped.
That's right.
Right?
Well,
I mean, not nearly the numbers. They've ruined 100 million lives, families, to try to save a few million that didn't work out.
That when you look at what the numbers of who's been helped, the middle class has absolutely been hammered by this law. But if you are really at the bottom of, close to the bottom of the income scale in which you're not eligible for Medicaid, so lower middle income category, those people are getting incredibly good coverage. They have no deductible. They have their co-payments taken care of. Their premiums may be $10 a month. They get really good coverage. and it costs them almost nothing if you're making, you know, $18,000-$20,000 a year. But if you're more successful and you're making $30,000-$40,000 a year, you are paying a huge price for this. And we could have solved this problem in such a more straightforward way than trying to, yeah, to take from people who had good coverage, who liked it. And now we have the cooperatives, another 500
and they're going under.
They're going under. Under 500 to 600,000 people are going to lose their coverage again. If you like your coverage, you can keep your coverage. They lost their first coverage, and now they signed up with these co-ops, which were these unbelievable shams of health insurance.
Government subsidized. Federal government subsidized.
And they're going under.
Yeah. And but folks, if you remember, Grace Marie was the first to tell us this, and I've been telling you ever since. We heard about Obamacare. It was never about reform. It was always about control. And now we know that that was absolutely true. Quick break. Wait till you stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.